Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Catchy. Saw yesterday that Jay-Z sounded like he's going
to be... Is this fake or is this real?
Well...
It's real and it's spectacular.
It's called Q York. C-U-E. I saw something. It was on like a, I guess, pop base on X or something like that. I sent to you guys that Jay-Z is considering... to be the halftime performer this year's Super Bowl. Now
he's considering it, or they're considering him.
I think it's both, because I could be wrong on this, but I thought he was the head of the committee.
You're right. No, he is. Yeah.
Which is why we've seen more of like that, like sort of, I don't know, like rap artists have been in the halftime show. And then Beyonce did it not too long ago, or like pop has been more of a focus point. Cause it's been what, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar,
the Dr. Dre,
Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
So
I didn't catch the halftime show. Oh yes, we did. That's right.
Pretty memorable moment.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about trying to forget about that whole Super Bowl. I really am. Like, we're getting to that point now where that is a distant memory, and I don't want to remember a damn thing from it because St. Joe's coming up.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they announced that. What was it? July 22nd.
Heck yeah. A week later this year, they're having the quarterbacks and rookies come in early, give them a little bit more time off. I'm sure Dale and Raytown is not happy about that. Can't get your playbook. All the AFC West teams are coming on.
And he's like, yeah, we got blown in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to make them go through a little bit more heat in the middle of summer. You're going to earn it this year, boys.
That's right.
But I was wondering, like, because, I mean, I don't know, like, it generational things happen in the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times they've gotten it right for everybody to, enjoy it. I know when I was a kid, one of the bigger ones was like, I think it was like NSYNC, Britney Spears, Aerosmith, or maybe it's something like that. It was like a huge collab. And I thought that's what they should do for the Super Bowl performance. I know that it's one artist normally. I think Usher did it not too long ago, right? He was on like skates, shirtless, sweating. Yeah.
They had the weekend during the COVID one.
Yeah,
which was weird.
Gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
I was like, is he going to get the right hallway? He seems lost.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Well, that's what his video looks like. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like, I figured, and I know that it's a way, because I think the artists don't get paid for it, right?
They pay.
And they get the money in return, because then they go on tour. Right. They have like an album drop. They get all the royalties of being at the halftime show.
A lot of these folks don't need that, though. Like, Jay-Z doesn't need the halftime show, you know, to kind of move his brand.
I wonder also how relatable he is. Now, again, like, I know that it's not like that in the Super Bowl. Like, Prince did it one year, and there's a generation or two that were like, who's this guy?
Yep.
And then it's like, go listen to the Batman album.
So I remember when Springsteen did it, you know, years ago.
I didn't move from the couch, but all my friends were like, I don't really care about this guy. He's old, he's slid, really? He hit his nuts into the camera. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was the Pittsburgh, Arizona Super Bowl.
I remember that because I was covering that Super Bowl, and I told you the story where my friend Howard Balzer's wife went backstage and kissed Bruce Springsteen. Like, we dared her, and she did it.
I agree with it. But I think they should do like more of like collabs at the halftime show.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, take your three biggest artists from three different genres, put them on three different stages, and have them just go song, 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 song. Because, you know, Vegas would run away with the bets. Who has the first song? What is the first song? How many songs do they each sing? You know, stuff like that. Like, put Sabrina Carpenter, Morgan Wallen, and I don't know, another rapper in there. And then you've got pop, country, urban, you know,
and then you kind of get everybody involved, because no matter who you pick for the halftime show, there's people complaining, right? It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter how good it is. Somebody's going to complain, whether it's somebody complaining about country or somebody complaining about rap or somebody complaining about mainstream or somebody complaining they're too old or whatever the case may be. Like, Really?
He wants Miley Cyrus.
Are you really serious about that, huh? I love this song. I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that.
I love this song, Bob. Yeah, this is one of the most popular songs
in
the world.
This is when, you know, Bob's tanked at the lake, and he's just, like, waving the hands.
But, I mean, like, this is 09, dude. This is from 2009, and you're still saying it's one of the most popular songs in the world.
Don't Stop Believing, one of the most popular songs in the world. Like, things can
Sweet Caroline.
Beat the battles of time.
Like, Don't Stop Believing, I think, is one of the more popular songs in the world because it's awesome when you're hammered. And when you're sober, you're like, all right, it's fine. Like, you don't rock out to it. But when you are hammered and Don't Stop Believing comes on in a bar and the whole place is singing and screaming, like,
heck yeah.
And then our buddy Aussie, he sends one that you guys brought up yesterday, too. Post Malone would be a good one. He's relatable to a lot of different genres.
That'd be a good one,
But, I mean, you put up, I don't know, you do the collabs. I just feel like those sell. I just feel like that's something where it's like, oh, I don't necessarily like Sabrina Carpenter, but I like Morgan Wallen. I don't like Morgan Wallen, but I like Post Malone. They're all three collab together.
Is Here Morgan Wallen allowed to be doing halftime show? I'm risky. Asking because I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of the most bought tickets in the probably the most popular country music artist.
I know, but
probably
like,
one of the top three most popular artists, not by from me.
Correct.
But like, I'm just saying, like, watching him walk out with Drake and Roger Clemens and Mattress Mac, who somehow still has got these
things. That guy's unbelievable. Like, if you want to trade lives with anybody, Mattress Mac has to be on your top 10. That guy is unbelievable.
I mean, so, and he does the walkout because I think Drake did the walkout and they both do the walkout together. He's in Houston, all that sort of stuff.
The fact that Mattress Mac is on stage is just tremendously great. But I don't know, like, he got into some trouble and I was asking some people the weekend at the lake. I'm like, what do you think of Morgan Wallen? A lot of people are like, I don't know. You know, it's like, he did some bad things.
People are out there.
And then he released a 36 track album and the top five songs.
Everybody
bought
it.
And the hits were him and like Tate McRae were number one for a while. And it was just like, Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, Morgan Wallen, and Morgan Wallen featuring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, I mean,
yeah,
you say they pay. I mean, the other thing, too, is, like, does he need that?
Does he need that? That's the other thing. Like, we're talking about all these great artists. You have to find the ones that want to do it. Because it's millions of dollars that these artists invest in putting these shows on. Because whoever sponsors it, Pepsi, or I think is the sponsor of the halftime show, they're not giving them all the money for the sets and the costumes and all that kind of stuff. And now it's we want to one-up everybody from last year. So, you know, it costs a lot of money to do these halftime shows.
So your buddy said he's driving from St. Louis to Kansas City. Is that right?
Yeah, he's driving through and headed west. And he goes, give me a couple of places along I-70 for lunch. From like, I started Independence with Smokehouse Barbecue. And I kind of went downtown a little bit. I told him, like, maybe Rock Hill Grill would be a good spot to go. I told him High Boy may be a good spot to get some burgers at, you know, out there on the east side of town. And then I forgot one other place where I told him to go to grab something to eat. But maybe it was just those three. Maybe it was Rock Hill Grill. Maybe it was High Boy and Smokehouse along I-70. But I'm like, man, what else is out there along I-70 that if you're driving through and want a quick stop in Kansas City to grab something to eat along the I-70 corridor, where are you going to stop? Where are you going to send somebody if they ask you that question?
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
There you go.
I mean, it's fire. It's quick. You don't have to get out of the car. Can't get the chili cheese fries. Tough to drive with
those. No, you can't. That's the problem. Therein lies the problem of eating the chili. You get gas. And you don't want to gas up the car when you and your wife are doing this roadie across, you know, Kansas and Missouri and headed to Colorado or wherever they're going, right? And so those were like, so I like kind of want suggestions because I was thinking myself, like, if you're doing a road trip and you're going to go roll through Kansas City and you're on I-70, where are you stopping to eat? Where are you grabbing a bite?
Can't go to Bob Evans anymore in Blue Springs.
No, you can go to the one out by the Speedway, though. That's their Kids Eat Free on Tuesdays, Max, so you might as well show up to dinner.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, free meal is free meal, dude. I remember being like 13 years old. My mom was like, you're 11. I was like, okay,
your mom did that too? Because of course. My mother did that. Like, when we used to go down the shore, it was like, if you were like an older kid, you got a plastic wristband. And if you were a younger kid, you got this tag that you had a pin on you that was made out of paper. And I wanted that plastic wristband. But my mother was so damn cheap, I was always a child, no matter what. So we're driving to Kansas to drop me off at school. Mm-hmm. I'm 18 years old. We check into a hotel driving out. My mother's like, two adults and one child. I'm like, you're dropping me at college. I'm not a child anymore. But boy, awesome. We still do that with our kids. Sneak them in for the kids rate. So Mac, you can come out to dinner at Bob Evans tonight and get eat for free.
What the hell was that?
Somebody says he should stop at Small Sliders in Blue Springs.
Okay. Open the text line and give me a list of places for him to stop at.
From the 913, Williamsburg, Missouri, Cranes County store.
Is that on I-70?
I mean, it's Williamsburg, Missouri.
I don't know where that is.
Well, better get on I-70 and head west.
Have you?
I've been through Williamsburg.
You have?
Yeah, on the way to St. Louis.
Lots of slaps. Texts.
Slaps, yeah, that's, yeah.
Union on the Hill, there's a Culver's.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Out there somewhere, Town Topic, Dixon's Chili.
Ooh, Town Topic is a good suggestion,
that's a good
too.
One. Yeah.
Bring one of those to Lee Summit. Jazz would be a good stop at the Legends.
Yeah, could do that. But he wanted something quick and, you know, one of the, like,
well,
so
you can go to the Broken Dollar Saloon in Odessa. That's another suggestion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.